Hey, Nadine.
Hi, Tad, you're it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I was like, tell him I'll call him right back. I was just finishing up a call. So I wanted to make sure if there was any other questions that you had. I don't know if you got the other email that I sent you yesterday, too.
No, I did not.
Okay. There was an email that I sent you. It states client dashboard analytics in the subject part of the email. And all that was to give you an overview of our reporting system so that way you had an idea of how the reports would look. So I sent you an email on that.
Yeah, the new advanced reporting.
Yes. Yeah. So I wanted to send you an email on that just so you kind of had an idea of how the reporting system looks when you're tracking your results with us. Okay.
Okay.
So are you ready or any other questions that I could address?
No, but we still have the 6 o'clock, right?
Let me double check and make sure we still have that time slot available. Ugh. I can maybe, yeah, they got they got 4 appointments already blocked for that time. I could probably try to see if I could squeeze you in for the next appointment, which would be then 5 to 6. Or if not, we're going to have to push it to tomorrow for your client interview.
Then it would have to be 6 o'clock though. It can't be 5 to 6 because my wife won't get home till 6.
Then tomorrow is perfect for the client interview. I have full availability for 6 to 7 tomorrow.
Okay. So let's do that.
Okay. So what we'll do is we'll just get everything set up. I'm going to schedule the client interview for 6 to 7. So this way your wife is there when they're doing the client interview with you.
Right.
Okay. So let me do this. All right, Rodney, I'm going to also send you these 2 text messages right now to your phone. So the first text, it'll have my contact information just so that you have it for your records. Although I'm the lead on the account, I still like for you to have my information. Okay, so I'm sending you that.
Yeah.
Now I'm also sending you the number to our customer service department. So remember, you're going to have a team that is dedicated to your account. Whenever you have an update, a change, a question, a concern, you're going to contact customer service. We are always here Monday through Friday, 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. So again, you're 3 hours ahead. We're always here for you 10 to 7. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Let me know once you get those 2 text messages.
Yes, I have them.
Beautiful. And then I have your first name is Rodney. What's your last name, Rodney?
Munce, M-U-N-C-E.
Oh, my gosh, that's almost like Muncie. You know the Dodger player? Oh, you probably don't even like the Dodgers.
No,
I'm a Dodger fan.
Yeah, there's Chuck Muncy. There was a football. He played for the Chargers.
Yeah.
So.
I was like, wait, when you said that, I'm like, okay, wait a minute. No, this is with a Y at the end, I think it is. Okay, so M-U-N-C-E. And then I have the phone number that should be promoted for the business. It's 561-373-5443, which is also the best number for us to contact you on as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I also want to notate your wife on the account that she's able to make changes in the event you couldn't call in to make a change. So if I can get her first and last name, please.
Deborah.
Okay.
Harrison, H-A-R-R-I-S-O-N.
Okay. And I'm putting authorized to make changes. Okay. Perfect. Now, the company name, just want to make sure that we list it correctly, American Paint, the word and then maintenance, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Google will be sending in that PIN code to you in the mail. I see an address, 6164 Balmy Court. Is that the address where you're going to want it mailed to?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm assuming, would this be like your home address?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to hide the address. We don't need it showing up on Google. And Google doesn't want it to be showing either. Okay. Zip code I have is 33472, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. Now, did she create a Facebook page for you yet, or is she going to be doing that?
No, we will do that tonight.
Okay, awesome. That's perfect. So that way during your client interview, I'll notate it with the technician that you guys are doing it tonight, so that way they're aware tomorrow. Okay. Now, for the billing, the card that you're going to be putting on file, Rodney, is that card in your name, the business name? Does it have both?
I think it has, let me go grab it 1 second.
Okay, no worries. Take your time. In the meantime, I'm scheduling your client interview. So I'm just kind of jumping ahead. Let's go here. We're going to do 3 o'clock.
It is, it's under my name.
Okay. How does your name read on there? Is it just Rodney Moons, or is there
Months.
Like a middle?
Yeah.
Months?
Yes.
Yep. Here I am pronouncing it wrong. With the middle initial,
yeah.
Or no?
No, just Rodney Moons.
Okay. And then the company name, how does it read on there?
It doesn't. It just says, it says American Slingshot Rentals, because I have a DBA.
Okay.
So,
but it has American Slingshot
Rentals on the card. It has my
rentals.
Name and then I'm, yeah.
Okay. Okay, no worries. And then is it the same billing address?
Yeah.
Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
And what's the card number whenever you're ready?
4427.
Uh-huh.
3225.
Okay.
3251. 2477.
I'm going to read it back to you. 4427. 3225. 3251. 2477.
Yes.
Expiration month and year?
09/27.
09/27. And the CVV code on the back?
294.
294.
That's wrong. 567.
Okay. 567. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not charging the card yet because I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording because I have you at a discounted pricing program. We don't typically advertise. What it's going to do, it's just going to outline our service agreement, but it is an added form of protection for you that we do send in writing along with your invoice. As I am walking you through it, Rodney, if there is something you don't understand, just stop me. Say, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it and then rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'll also state in there that it's a 2-month verbal agreement. It's not a contract. We're just asking you to stick it out 2 months, but you're paying monthly. Okay. Now, are we only starting with the platinum package today, right?
Yeah.
Or did you want to start the application fee as well with
I think I might do that in a couple months.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Whenever you're ready for the Google guaranteed, just give me a ring and then I'll just set you up for that. Okay. It's all within our company anyways. It would just be part of our other department. Okay. So I want to put a security question on your account here with us to protect your account. It could either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for the security question? Make sure the wife knows it.
Yeah, my mother's maiden name.
Okay, what was her maiden name?
Helen Muntz.
Muntz? Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. So, and I'll explain to you why we do this. Let's say somebody called you claiming that their local splash and they told you you got to pay $5, right? First of all, don't give anybody any money. Ask them, what's my security question? They will hang up on you. Even if they tell you, oh, the security question is not needed, what is my security question? If they refuse to answer, hang up. Okay? Because we put that security question to protect your account. You will never pay no more than the $2.99 a month for as long as you're with us. All right?
Yep.
And if anyone calls you like that, take down the phone number, disconnect it, call us immediately. We'll handle it on our end. Okay?
Yep.
All right. So I'm going to turn on the recording, Rodney, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
American Painting and Maintenance.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Rodney Muntz, I'm the owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
And you also authorize your wife, Deborah, to make changes to the account in the event you're not able to call in and make a change, correct?
I do.
Thank you. To get results as fast as possible, it is important, Rodney, that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
Now, sometimes we know you're in the middle of a job, you can't pick up the phone. We just ask that you at least respond to us within 24 business hours. Again, when we're calling you, even when we call you, always ask what's your security question. If they hang up on you, you know for a fact that wasn't Local Splash calling you. Okay?
Okay, yeah.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Explain that a little bit more.
Yeah, I always do. So no worries. Now, what we're saying here is this. We're not saying that you can't do additional marketing. We know that, you know, you're running with, you have your Angie's leads, right? We know about that marketing. But if, let's say later on you wanted to sign up with a company to run your Facebook ads, we're going to tell you, Rodney, don't do it because we're already running your Facebook ads. The reason that we do that is because we don't want you double doing what we're already doing, because in that event, you're spending more money and it's going to hurt you more than help you. So just run it by us. Just say, hey, this is what I'm thinking of doing. We'll check real quick. And we'll say, yeah, go for it. We're not providing that service. Do you see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So that's all we're asking. Just give us a heads up so we can just confirm it's not already a service that we're including for you. Okay?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll go back to that question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Disclose any additional marketing?
Yes. Do you agree to disclose to us if you're doing any additional marketing aside from what you already currently have? Do you agree to disclose that to us? Okay. Thank you. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is January 16th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $398. This is a two-month verbal agreement, which means your second payment will be charged on February 16th, 2024, in the discounted amount of $299. Now, this will be a recurring payment. So once your term is completed, Rodney, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 16th day in the discounted amount of $299. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That is the number that I texted you, 877-635-6225. I suggest that you actually state that in your contacts under Local Splash. Now, if you choose to pause this account or to cancel it, all we ask from you is to please call us 3 business days before that billing is due, Rodney, so that you don't get charged, okay? There's not going to be a cancellation fee. So, again, if you need to pause or cancel it, you already know, call 3 business days before the 16th so that way you don't get charged on that date, okay?
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
So what I'm doing now is I'm updating your package. I'm going to be processing the payment, and you're going to get your receipt sent both to your email and in a text message. We'll go over that in a couple of minutes. I did schedule your client interview for tomorrow. Now, tomorrow we're going to call you from an 877 number between 6 and 7 o'clock. I suggest just answer all calls within that hour. If for some reason we call you and you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the phone and say, can you call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We will call you right back. We'll also send you a reminder an hour before your interview just to let you know that it's coming up in the next hour, just in case if it slips your mind. Okay? Now, I'm just going to go over a few notes with you. They're just some basic notes, so that way my technician knows where to start from. So under your services, I mean, the obvious, of course, is interior and exterior painting, but what else would you like me to notate?
Popcorn removal.
Okay.
Are you talking, is this going on the 14th?
This is just to give them an idea, because they're going to go over the keywords and search terms with you, right? But I want to notate, yeah. I just want to jot to them what your services are, and then they'll go more in detail with you. So, like, for example, if you're doing the coating on the floors or whatever, so that way they know where to start from.
Screen enclosure and patio. Screen enclosure and fence painting.
And fence painting?
Yes. And then also garage floor systems and patio.
Let me look back at your website, because I think I saw them listed there, right? If I'm not mistaken, let me go back. And then tell me if these are, like, the main services. So under your – gosh, I love your website. It's so pretty.
Thank you. Yeah.
I was showing it to my husband. I'm like, listen, I don't want to use any bad words, but I told him it was bad. You know what I mean? ASS.
Yeah.
I'm all, you got to check out this website, dude. It looks so nice. My husband's like, oh, yeah, that's a pretty tough-looking website. I'm all right. It's just the layout of it. You know what? I think it's the American flag that really makes it warming, you know?
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
The dog, too.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to put interior, exterior painting, pressure cleaning, screen enclosure painting. That's the word I was missing on that.
Yeah.
Standby. Okay. Let me see. Screen enclosure painting, and then you said you do fence painting, so
yes.
Let me keep that there, and you know it's good that you do that, because sometimes, like, when I'm driving around, like, in my neighborhood, I'm like, man, that person's fence is all messed up, they need to paint it or do something. Concrete coating flooring, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Concrete coatings for garage floors and patios.
Concrete coating Garage flooring, and I'm going to put Garage. I'm going to just notate it as garage and patios, and then that way they can see what's the most suitable keywords for that. Metallic floors, you do that too?
Yeah.
And waterproofing? Or not
sorry,
so much? Waterproofing?
Yeah.
Okay, and then let me see. So do you want me, I see the popcorn removal, there's drywall repair. What about the kitchen and bathroom?
I make that, I don't concentrate that on that as much.
Okay, so don't notate that. What about the drywall repair?
Yes.
And then everything's for residential and commercial, or do you have a preference?
Residential and commercial, yes.
Okay, perfect. And then, let me see, I got this link here. Let me put that there. Now, one of the things that we're going to require, and I'll go over that with you because we sent you the email on it. So Google, basically for us, this will help you get PIN verified a lot faster too. Google requires that we submit certain photos, right? So we sent you an email and a text, and I'll go over it with you. It says like pictures needed. It'll say action pictures needed. There's a list of items that we want you to send us photos on, like send us a picture of your work tools and or equipment. Send us a picture of your work van or truck with the license plate showing. If you have license and insurance, send us a photo of that for the business. Send us a photo of a business card that you maybe hand out to your clients or a blank invoice that you use. Send us the ones that you can, and the ones that you don't have, don't worry about it. But this will help us get you PIN verified faster through Google. And basically what Google is doing, why they've implemented this, is because they're weeding out, like, they're basically, I would say, separating what we call the cream from the fat. They're getting rid of the guys that aren't legitimate businesses that are taking away business from companies like yourself. So that's what they've been doing. So it's something that they implemented, I would say, probably about maybe a year ago now. So it's like, when that happened, we're like, we get notified right away because of our Google rep. So that's why we're always on kind of ahead of the game when things are changing. So it's a plus for you. Okay.
Right.
And then you mentioned, I think you mentioned you were getting your license the other day, right? For one of the jobs.
Yeah, I had to get, well, it was one that I just needed the license itself. I already had it, but I just needed a copy of it.
Oh.
So it's kind of weird. HOA asked for certain licenses and they were asking for this, they don't even
particular
give like
one?
An occupational, well, they don't do occupational license anymore.
Oh, okay.
It's
yeah.
called a tax, trying to think of the name of it.
I think I know what you're talking about. It's like in California, right? I'll give a perfect example. There's, you know, we got taco vendors out here, right? A bunch of them.
Yeah.
They're everywhere you look. They don't, I know in Orange County where I live, they don't have a specific licensing for taco catering, right? So those guys, it's like, how do you get a license if there's not in Orange County? And you would think that they would come up with a way to have a license because the state could be collecting money on that, right? People are probably having to buy licenses. But, so a lot of times if you're doing
it's
that, those guys.
That's
yes.
what it's called, a tax receipt.
So these guys, yeah. and it's kind of similar to what they've had to do, because my aunt, she used to be one of those, you know, she used to do tacos for events and stuff.
Yeah.
And so she tried many times. And so she filed something that, listen, even when you guys ever open up for licensing, I mean, I'm ready. I'm like, here. But what they really want them to do is they want them now to order, like, to pay for, like, what they call a cottage. So it's like you're renting a kitchen, right? It doesn't even make sense. Those, you don't even want to know what it costs just to rent that kitchen. I mean, you're having to pay for the month. Only if you use it once. You're talking over $1,000.
Yeah.
It's like, come on. Are you serious? Yeah. It's just ridiculous. But, you know, they could find a lot of ways to make more money, but they just make it difficult for people. But I'll put, and you're also insured too, right, Rodney?
Yes.
Okay. And then the Facebook, I'm putting yes, wife is creating it. Wife will be creating business Facebook page. And then she'll just have to add us on as managers. The technician will go over that with you guys too. And then you already have your own website. Let me add that link there. And then when, okay, so you have this option. It doesn't cost you anything. It's just an option. But we can put, instead of us putting your physical phone number listed there, we can put a tracking number that's actually linked to your phone. So when they click on that tracking number, they're calling you. It comes with an app that you download from the App Store. It allows you to track your phone calls, your messages. You could even block spam calls that might come in. Do you prefer that it be your phone number listed there, or would you be interested in a tracking number? Totally up to you.
Well, the tracking number would not be my listed phone number, right?
No, it's not going to be your physical phone number. So just to kind of give you an example, let's say the phone number was 123-456-7890. That's the number that they're going to see, right? But when they call it, it's ringing to your phone. So I always say this because I know there's some people that have business cards that already have their phone number on it, right? So they're already like branding their phone number. If that's your case, I would say keep it as is. Even if you wanted the tracking number, let's say later on down the line you want it, we can always add in the tracking number. It does not cost you anything.
No, I'm just going to keep my phone number.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to put no. But if you ever change your mind, Rodney, just know it's not a charge for it. Okay.
Okay.
Now, for the Facebook ads, the furthest that they will reach is 50 miles. Do you want me to put it to the 50 miles for the Facebook ads? Okay. And then when we're communicating with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference when we're communicating
with you?
All
three, but the two is phone and text.
Okay. I'm going to put phone and text. That doesn't mean that they might not email you something, but preference is going to be phone and text.
They can always email me too, but the phone call and text will be the faster ways.
Okay. I'm going to put phone and text is fastest. Yes. But can also email too. Okay. And what are your hours of operation? Let me see if they're on your website. I don't know if I saw anything there.
Oh, no. I do Monday through, Saturday.
Monday through Saturday. What are your typical hours Monday through Saturday?
7 to 6.
7 to 6?
Saturdays, 8 to 12.
Okay, perfect. And then Saturday, 8 to 12. Good. And Sunday, you rest.
Yes.
I hope. For family time at least, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. I now that I'm older, I'm like, that is the most important, is to spend time with your family, even if it's one day out of the week, even for a few hours.
Oh, yeah.
My brother-in-law's he owns his own mechanic shop and he works, long hours every day, even Saturday, long days, but he makes it a point. Sunday is church and it's strictly for the kids and my sister-in-law.
That's ours.
So, mandatory. And she'll tell him, don't you even plan anything on this, so. He makes that a point. When you're a business owner, it's just tough,
Right.
What are the forms of payments that you typically accept? Cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, credit cards?
Credit cards, check, cash, Venmo, and Zelle.
Oh, awesome.
Cash App, too.
Okay. My aunt,
my aunt, when she was doing her catering, this is, well, I mean, she stopped now, but before, she would tell them, when you send it Venmo, send it as friends. Do not put what it's for. Just put an emoji.
Yeah.
I told her, are you trying to hide the cash? Is that what it is? She started laughing. You said Cash App too, right?
Yes.
Okay. I was like, you are hilarious. She's like, oh, stop. Okay. Yeah. So if you could take a look at either your text messages or your emails, there's two of them that I need you to find, and you can read them off to me, and I'll let you know which one's which. Whatever's easiest for you. There's one that'll say initial invoice, and then there's one that says action photos needed. And you can read off the ones that you received, and I'll tell you which one's which.
Google needs the below mention below.
Does it say action photos needed?
Let's see. Let me find the other one.
There's one that'll say action needed, pictures needed for Google verification.
Let's see. Your invoice is located.
Perfect. You're on that one. We'll go through that one first. So let me pull that up here on my end. So what this is your invoice, and I'm going to walk you through it. So it'll go on to say, it'll say, Rodney, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below this email, right? Then it goes on to say, please note, this will be a recurring charge. And then the next sentence says, please click here to accept your subscription terms. Now you're going to click on that. And it'll take you to this page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Let me know when you're there.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So I'm going to walk you through all of this, okay? So from the top, under your services, you're getting the Google Business Profile Optimization, Google Business Profile Access. So you're going to be the owner of that Google Profile page. You'll have full access to it as well. The directory submissions is included in your package. The customized website doesn't apply to you because you already are coming in with your own website. Now, the Facebook business page, your wife is going to create it. So you guys have the full ownership of it. You're just going to add us on as managers so that we can run your Facebook ads. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, we also assist with Google Ads and Google Guaranteed. That's not part of your package. I will tell you this, Google Guaranteed, I would recommend before you even do Google Ads. Google Guaranteed, hands down, is an excellent program. So if you're ever interested in it, you already know, just contact me and I can get you set up with that. It's just the application fee you would be paying to start that process, okay?
Yeah.
And then Google Workspace. So they might offer that to you during your client interview. You do not have to do it, okay? It's an added cost. It's like having a work email that would say Rodney@AmericanPaintAndMaintenance.com. Okay? They call it Workspace.
Yeah.
I'm sure your wife probably already knows how to do that. Now, Advanced Reporting System is part of your package. Live Client Support Team, you have our phone number there. Hours of operation, Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. So remember, 10 to 7 your time. We communicate through text message. The delivery dates we went over yesterday, but I'm going to go over it with you again. 6 to 10 days, and this is starting from when you complete your client interview. 6 to 10 days, you'll receive that PIN code in the mail from Google, and this is what's going to make you the red dot on the map. So we'll need the PIN code once you get it, and the technician will tell you the different ways you can get it to us. 5 to 7 days is your directory submission, so you'll be listed in the directories, and you will also receive your login credentials so that you can start tracking your results with us. 7 to 14 days is when the Facebook ads are live. Those are up and running and are visible. What we do state in the terms and conditions, as you see there, the first page placement on Google, we're always going to state 30 to 45 days. Many times I've seen it happen sooner. So we do also send you notifications as each step is being processed. So we're going to keep you in the loop. Like, we'll notify you when you're on the first page, when you're in the directories, when your Facebook ads are live, so we'll keep you aware of the steps that we're completing as well. Under your payments, it shows that today you paid $398 to activate your services, and we break it down for you. $99 was the setup fee. The $299, we split 100 of that, goes towards your Facebook ads that we're managing. You will never incur a cost per click. We do. And the $199 goes to your local bundle. Every month after that, as you see, $199 plus the $100, $299. That's how you know the price will never change, ever on you. Seasonal holds, cancellations, we ask that you call at least 3 business days before your billing is due so that you don't get charged. And then make sure that where it says mobile phone, that that's your phone number listed there. The two boxes underneath, you're going to check. The first one is saying that you agree to receive SMS messages sent to your phone number and that you're certifying that you're the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that your information is true and correct. And then at the bottom where it says sign in that box next to it, you're just going to type your name exactly as it reads. Rodney?
The bandwidth policy.
Yeah. On the Google Guaranteed you're talking about?
Is that what that's for?
Yes. The bandwidth policy, that's for the Google Guaranteed. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You're good on that. Yeah. The bandwidth, that's all with Google Guaranteed.
Okay.
So that doesn't apply to you yet.
Okay.
All right. So let's go. And then, okay, at the bottom, your name, you're just going to type it exactly as it reads there. You don't need to put the date because it's already populated there. And then what you would do is then just click on confirming your signature. Once you do that, it should open up a page that's asking you to put in a username and a password. Let me know once you see that.
I see it.
Beautiful. So this is where you would go in and track your results with us. Okay? Right now we don't have the username or password yet because we have to create that for you. So, again, within 5 to 7 days, you're going to get that username and password sent to you with this link in an email. You could also update it to a password of your choice. So just make sure your wife knows the username and password because you only get one. Okay?
Yeah, I'm setting it up right now.
Oh, no, we're going to send it to you. We're actually going to send you the username and password. Yeah, because the technician's going to create it. So in 5 to 7 days, you'll get an email with this link, a username and a password that they'll generate. You're just going to update the password if you want to change it to a password of your choice. You can do so because they're going to generate one for you.
Okay.
And then just a reminder that tomorrow we'll be calling you from that 877 number, so just make sure you're answering all calls within that hour. And then the last one I wanted you to find was the one that says action photos needed. Just so that way when Deborah comes home, you can show her the email and then she'll know how to upload the photos that are required onto that little link that we provide.
I see the tools and equipment.
Yes. Yeah, that's the one that I'm talking about. So that one, that just gives you like a list, right, of the items. So like when they talk about the workspace, for you would be like, let's say you have your tools in a shed or you have them in the garage in the corner. Just take a picture of that where you store them, okay?
Yeah.
That's what they consider the workspace. All righty.
Yeah.
Well, I would like to be the first, Rodney, to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I am super, super excited for you. Really excited. Did you have any other questions for me?
Not right this minute, but I'm sure once we get this together, my wife and I will probably have some questions.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, tomorrow for your client interview, if I'm available, if I'm not already on a call or in a meeting, excuse me, I would be the one calling you to introduce you to your technician. If I'm not available, the tech already knows to call you directly. But I'm going to do my best to try to make myself available, okay? Because
okay.
I like doing the introduction. All right?
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Well, thank you again for calling in, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
All righty.
You
have a good...
Says,
uh-huh, go
so
ahead.
This, oh, okay. I see. It says URL. That's where they
yes.
want these pictures to go.
Yep. She can upload them there. Uh-huh.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. You have yourself a good evening.
Thanks, you too.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.